the system, the man-made system that controls. If a man comes up with anything worthwhile, he will work to take advantage of it and control it by implementing a system. The system eventually takes on a life of its own such that nothing is done outside of the system. The people who are benefited by the system sacrifice all other values in order to function in the system and ensure the system's continuance. And so we have the statement, because that's the way it is. This analysis applies to government, education, media, entertainment, sports, and religion. Trump understands systems and people. He knows the power of the people and the strangulation of systems. Thank God he is a gift to America. Update 2020-430. What we are dealing with in America can no longer be considered swamp. It is an un-American, unconstitutional regime of atheistic fascist usurpers. Have you ever heard the phrase, "You can't fight City Hall"? I heard this term as a very young man, but it didn't worry me. Why? Because I was naive, believed in my government, and I trusted people. And when I was young, I think there was some basis for that belief and trust. However, we have seen an exponential increase in lying, for which the liar never has to give an account. We've seen the political division in our country become completely polarized. There is no middle ground. I now realize that the system, which has evolved by the gradual but persistent chipping away of America's foundation of faith, freedom, and fearlessness by atheistic socialists, is firmly in place. About 10 years ago, I faced a civil suit. I hired a lawyer and discussed my intent to fight the suit in court. I was told that I would not be able to speak my mind, that the prosecution would present their experts and the defense would present their experts and the court would determine an outcome. In a nutshell, he was telling me that the system was in control and I was a pawn to it. I settled out of court to evade the system. Well, that legal system is part of the system which runs our country. The insidious growth and entrenchment of the system has reached a point where it is openly arrogant, defiant, and disdainful of any attacks against it. We're now seeing anarchists elected to office, speaking against America and American values and institutions, proposing unconstitutional legislation, spending taxpayer money to buy votes, knocking down borders to enable illegal voters to enter the country, blocking any attempt to ensure the legitimacy of our elections, and ridiculing and marginalizing Christianity and capitalism. The system has, for all intents and purposes, become mainstream. It did this by undermining the integrity of every person in government and academia through gifts and perks. When a person joins the mafia, they are immediately given a job which criminalizes the person and ensures their loyalty under the threat of being turned over for their crime. This is exactly what has made the system so strong, so impregnable. Every person in government is forced to sacrifice their principles, either subtly or blatantly, as soon as they join. This is true in the bureaucracy as well. Company loyalty, you can call it. Turn your head, sign without reading, go along with, and compromise on requirements for raise and promotion. Once you've violated your principles and integrity, it becomes easier and easier. And in order to maintain your self-esteem, you convince yourself that you're doing nothing wrong. You're doing it for the good of the system. If you ever watched Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you saw how the invaders systematically absorbed each human into the invader system. They would not allow anyone to not join them. Those who are in the system don't use pods, that would be too obvious and scary. They play on human selfishness and money and power to lure their prospects. In medical terms, once an infection is spread so widely in a body, the patient is beyond recovery. The infection system will destroy the patient's system and the patient dies. Let me just remind you of the original American system. It was based on faith in God, love of freedom, personal responsibility, and accountability. Our Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights, along with the Bible, clearly set the foundation for the American system.